Tom Slonica, CEO, Minnesota Soybean.
Tom, what does the B20 mandate now in effect mean to Minnesota, the nation, and to the renewable fuels industry?
Well, today is an extremely exciting day for the renewable fuels industry as a whole. Today is the first day that B20 goes into effect here in Minnesota. So every single gallon of every single gallon of diesel fuel in Minnesota has 20% biodiesel in it. And it really shows just how far biofuels have come and what it can do for the entire nation. And farmers all around the country, especially here in Minnesota, should be celebrating today.
What has the journey been like going back to the original legislation back in the early 2000s?
Well, it's been a long, hard fight, and we had to prove several things along the way. First of all, we had to prove that we could produce the product cost effectively. We had to slowly increase that production to the point where today B20 can be produced 100% here in Minnesota. So there was a production cap or floor that had to be created for production here in the state, and we were able to achieve that. The other hurdle that had to be crossed was to make sure that the fuel was up to spec and had and met all the quality standards necessary for today's engines. And with the ASTM specs that went into place about 8 years ago, today's biofuel performs just as well for all types of engines, not just new, but old as well. And these are the main things that drove this development was production capabilities, quality of fuel, and cost effectiveness.
It's quite a testament to what Minnesota can do when you look at the federal level and the biodiesel tax credit and the uncertainty year in and year out involving that incentive for biodiesel. Even when federal law can't get things figured out, Minnesota continue to move ahead with the biodiesel mandate.
Yes, it really is a testament to not only the farmer leaders and the industry, but really the politicians that stood by us. We've got bipartisan support here in Minnesota for biodiesel. It's been that way for some time. The original bill was actually introduced by Tim Pawlenty, Republican, and it's ultimately then kept in play by Dayton, a Democrat. So biodiesel has proven in Minnesota to be a non-partisan event, and we're very proud of that. We're also very pleased that most in the industry who were in opposition of this bill now today have come in line. There still are some concerns by a few small groups, but anytime change comes around, there will be debate. But we really proved ourselves last year with B10, so the move to B20 will be more ceremonial than anything else, and it'll just start to drive that much more soybean value here in our state.
It's really an exciting year for biodiesel when you think about the B20 mandate, plus some added exposure through a reality TV show. Any update on the Diesel Brothers and how that's progressing?
Well, we're very excited that the truck build is complete, and that truck is now in Minnesota, and it's driving around the state today where we're handing out all kinds of B20 T-shirts and hats and that sort of stuff at various fuel stations. There's a social media push right now where if you find one of our biodiesel promotion vehicles at a gas station, we'll actually buy you a tank of biodiesel. I'm heading to New Ulm right now to do just that, and we've got four other teams out traversing the state doing that. So what come to play with the Diesel Brothers, the Discovery Channel's television show, is that Discovery Channel realized the value of biodiesel, and they were more than happy to work with us to not only create a special biodiesel vehicle for promotional purposes, but also to showcase the value of biodiesel to millions and millions of consumers all across the country and the world. And today just couldn't be a bigger day for biofuels.
Tom, I don't think I've ever asked you this before, and maybe 20% was always the ultimate goal, but will there potentially be the opportunity to move to even higher blends of biodiesel in diesel fuel, like a B30, a B40, anything like that?
Well, certainly the biodiesel industry and the farmers would like to see that happen. I think for now, I think we're content with the B20. We would like to see other states come up to our level. There are a lot of vehicles that can run higher levels of B, and certainly in home heating fuel, we're demonstrating on the East Coast in huge volumes that B100 works fantastic for heat. So there's a lot of growth potential. Soybean acres continue to grow, so we've got plenty of oil. Boy, never say never. I'm sure 15 to 20 years ago, they never thought we would reach B20. So who am I to say that in 15 years we couldn't be to B30?
Well, Tom, congratulations on this milestone. Anything else about the B20 mandate you wanted to make sure we talked about today?
Well, I just want to thank everybody who helped make today happen. And that goes from the farmers that have supported this through their membership of MSGA, their support of the checkoff through MSRNPC, the support of the biodiesel, the politicians, and the consumers. The consumers of Minnesota are the big winners today. They're getting better, cleaner air because the biodiesel is in our fuel tanks. They're getting the benefit of an industry that was born here in Minnesota. It's produced here, it's consumed here, so all of the taxes stay right here. It is the perfect value-added proposition that all Minnesota consumers should be proud of.